Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, with the year almost done and dusted, we take stock of what's been a rather challenging 2019 for economies across the ASEAN space, including here in Singapore. Now, 2020 might prove to be a bit rosier, but remember, a lot of uncertainty still existing in the still floating around in the wind, ranging from ongoing trade tensions and possible volatility from the upcoming U.S. elections. What will this mean for the economy here in Singapore and also across the ASEAN region? Well, today on Primetime, we're joined by Mr. Yubin Paracueles, who's the chief ASEAN economist for Nomura, and he's here to outline the firm's outlook for the year ahead, what the opportunities and what the challenges are for some of the ASEAN's region's biggest economies. Yubin, thank you so much for joining us, and good afternoon to you.
Hey, JP, thanks for having me.
All right. So, Yubin, let's start off with the Singaporean economy and the outlook from Nomura next year. As we know, this has been a rather challenging year. It's been pockmarked by recession scares. But some of your peers in the and other economists have expressed optimism and better expectations, at least, for the local economy. Is this something that you folks at Nomura share as well, the same optimism that maybe next year will be a better one for Singapore?
Yeah, I would say so. I think the economy is a little bit on the mend, although, as you pointed out, we are cautious of some of the risks that are still remaining, in particular the uncertainty around the U.S.-China trade tensions. But obviously the turnaround and the bottoming in the tech cycle is going to be helpful for Singapore in particular. And we think that fiscal policy would also be a little bit more expansionary for next year. And so combine that with the tech cycle improvement, I think we should probably see GDP growth higher next year. So we are penciling in 1.3 versus an estimated 0.5% GDP growth in 2019.
All right. I'm glad you brought up the manufacturing space here and the tech space. As we know, the tech space very closely linked to the manufacturing space, which is about 20% of the local economy again. But against the backdrop of the economic slowdown, some of these trade war uncertainties, what kind of evidence are you guys seeing that there really is a bottoming out in the tech sector, which, as we know, affects the outlook for some of the manufacturers in the big section of the economy here?
Yeah, if you look at leading indicators like semiconductor billings in the U.S., but also globally, I think that's starting to turn the corner for the month of October. And then if you look at exports of electronics from, peers in the region like Korea and Taiwan, they've also started to improve a little bit. So I think there are some signs of green shoots, if you will, in terms of the tech cycle, and our own equity research team is actually expecting a sort of a rebound as we get into 2020.
All right. And where can we expect growth to come from next year, apart from this possible recovery, at least in the manufacturing spaces? Could it actually come also from this fiscal stimulus you mentioned? And how important does that make next year's budget actually be for the Singaporean economy?
Yeah, so I would say it's a little bit of an across-the-board kind of improvement. I think it's not just manufacturing led by tech, but also the services sector, again, in response to, I would say, sort of a generous budget. The reason why we think there is going to be an expansionary fiscal stance is because we are also calling for the government to hold the elections by, late 2020. So when the finance minister unveils his budget speech in February, we would probably expect a larger deficit, so around 2% of GDP from 0.7 budgeted this year. So I think that's a lot of fiscal expansion and therefore supportive of growth. But again, I'm also mindful that this is not going to be a sort of a blanket fiscal stimulus. It will be targeted like in 2015, particularly for low-income households and the elderly.
Sorry, Yubin. Did you say just a while ago that the expectation is that the elections will be held later next year rather than earlier?
Yes, that's right. So I would think that it makes sense for them to wait a little bit for the recovery to take hold, which makes it sort of better conditions for the political cycle to happen. And you know, obviously, if we are right that they will announce an expansionary budget in February, that gives him a bit of time as well to implement whatever measures that they want to implement, and let it take effect before actually holding the elections.
Very interesting. We're still speaking to Mr. Eubin Paracuelas, who's the chief ASEAN economist for Nomura. Eubin, I wanted to bring up one possible cause for concern at the moment. As you know, developers here have begun to complain about a rising property supply glut in the property sector. Looking at the broader economy, could we expect any possible shocks from the property sector? Are you seeing any signs that maybe there could be some question marks, at least, or some issues that could pose problems for the Singaporean economy heading into next year?
Yeah, I would say that supply dynamic that you mentioned, I think it's going to be there for a while, and in fact, it's maybe going to intensify as we go in 2020. So the question really is on the demand side, whether you know we see a bit more buying opportunity and sentiment improving as a result of the economic recovery. There might be some of that improvement, but again, because we are still cautious about all these external risks, and you know, to be honest, 1.3% GDP growth next year is still not quite strong, and so maybe at the margin there'll be some pickup in demand, but you know, it's relatively limited as well.
Okay, so Eubin, let's take a step back and look at across the broader ASEAN space, since we've talked a lot about Singapore today. At the briefing that Nomura held earlier this morning, you did highlight that there are a couple of countries that you're optimistic about and some that you're cautious about. Can you talk to us about which countries in the ASEAN space might Nomura be most optimistic about, and also on the flip side, which ones you might be most cautious on?
Yeah, standout as far as growth is concerned in the region is the Philippines. So we expect it to print growth of 6.7 next year from 6% this year. That's really on the back of infrastructure implementation. They had a little bit of a setback this year with you know, the budget delay, which kind of affected growth a little bit. But we don't see that risk happening again. Congress has just ratified the 2020 budget, so that would ensure there's no more interruption in terms of public infrastructure projects being implemented. And of course, we've got a very tight labor market with unemployment rates at record lows, so that should also help private consumption, which is more than half of the economy. On the flip side, I think we're most worried about the Thai economy. So we're forecasting growth at 2.7 next year from 2.5 this year. So that's hardly an improvement. And again, that comes down to the fact that it's not just the external backdrop that's still a little bit uncertain, but also domestically investment spending is weak. The budget delay is causing a plunge in capital expenditures of government, and I think that will continue for a good part of early next year. And the private sector, because of structural factors, is also not investing. So overall, it's both an external demand as well as domestic demand-led weakness in Thailand.
Okay, and finally, you've been a very interesting conversation. Before we wrap up, can you briefly just touch again on what Nomura thinks might be the biggest risks for the entire ASEAN region heading into 2020? What should investors and what should economists perhaps watch out for the most when it comes to this particular, our little corner of the world?
Yeah, there's actually plenty of risks that we've identified in our 2020 Outlook report. Externally, I would say the biggest one really is on the if we get a re-escalation in U.S.-China trade frictions, or the tech cycle bottoming does not materialize, and somehow we get some kind of a W kind of shape of a recovery. And then there are some idiosyncratic factors as well within the countries. In particular, political noise could potentially pick up across the board. So these are things that we need to be mindful of as we think about the year 2020.
All right. Eubin Paracuelas, the chief ASEAN economist at Nomura. We thank you so much for spending some time to join us here on Primetime and outlining the firm's outlook for the region heading into next year. Appreciate your thoughts and good afternoon, sir.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.